Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's push to uphold the decision by District Judge Amir Ali, who earlier ordered the White House to release nearly $2 billion in foreign aid for work that had already been done. Conservative Justices Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh dissented. Republicans basking in the aftermath of President Trump's first major address of his second term, some also praising billionaire Elon Musk and his Department of Government officials.
He's a patriotic American who is allowing us to do something that Congress has not been able to do for decades, and that is actually find the data from the bureaucrats who hide a lot of these this misuse of taxpayer dollars.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick hinting there might be carve-outs coming to the 25% tariffs placed on goods from Canada and Mexico, the stock market taking a big hit the past 2 days. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Ahead of President Trump's address to Congress last night, about 500 protesters gathered in Houdini Plaza in Appleton. The protest, organized by the Appleton Area NOW and Fox Cities Indivisible, focused on several issues, including potential cuts to Medicaid and public schools and other federal funding cuts. Many attendees also had signs supporting the Ukraine, the LGBTQ plus community, and women's rights.
Daylight saving time starts this weekend as we spring forward and set clocks ahead 1 hour. That means extra light in the evening, but it also means losing an hour of sleep. Children and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, according to Dr. Casey Frymiller, a pediatrician with UW Health Kids. Sleep is so important for children because it helps them learn in school, manage their emotions, and have faster response times. Fraymiller suggests families plan ahead this week by adjusting bedtime in 15-minute increments a few days before the time changes. A MAGA-aligned group says some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the American First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local election officials in Madison, La Crosse, and in Oshkosh, all of which have significant number of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Rain will change to snow this morning, and then snow will continue through the afternoon with an inch or two of accumulation possible. The wind will also be strong, 30 to 40 miles per hour. That will create blowing snow this afternoon into this evening. Conditions will gradually improve overnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 3 p.m. for Broad Appeal, we talk to Wisconsin Senator Dianne Hesselbein about her billionaire overlord and Trump's plan to gut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number, and he's back. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, has joined us as always. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Dr. Craig, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Earl, after that long ordeal last night?
So did you stay up and watch it all?
I have to admit that I dozed off and watched the rest of it on a replay. So no, I didn't. There's only so much a body can take, as a husband said.
So what I want to do, Dr. Craig, is I'm going to play Bernie Sanders' response right now. It's 4 minutes, and then we'll delve into what took place yesterday. Go ahead, Cardi, if you will, please.
A moment in our country's history facing unprecedented challenges. How we respond to this moment will impact not only our lives, but the lives of our kids and grandchildren, and in terms of climate change, the very health and well-being of the planet. As you heard tonight, President Trump has been very effective in creating what I would call a parallel universe for his supporters, a set of ideas that either have no basis in reality or in the great scheme of things are nowhere near the most important concerns of the American people. And one way that he does that is through the concept of the big lie, and boy, did we hear that tonight. You say something that is grossly false, say it over and over again, and have right-wing social media blast it out endless times until people actually believe it. Now, the purpose of all of this lying is not just to push his hateful right-wing ideology. It is not just to try to divide us up. It is more than that. It is a masterful effort, and you saw that tonight, to deflect attention away from the most important issues facing the people of our country. About the economic reality facing 60% of our people, or the enormous stress that they are living under. 90-minute speech, not one word about the economic reality facing American workers. Trump gave his State of the Union speech tonight. But if you listen closely, that speech had very little to say about the State of the Union, about what is really going on in our country, especially for working families. Trump spoke for over 90 minutes, although I must confess it seemed a lot longer than that. And he almost completely ignored the issues that are keeping working people up at night as they worry about how their families are going to survive in these very tough times. The Trump administration is a government of the billionaire class, by the billionaire class, and for the billionaire class. Notwithstanding some of their rhetoric, this is a government that could care less about ordinary Americans and the working families of our country. And yet, not surprisingly, Trump had nothing to say about climate change, except, I guess, drill, baby, drill. Well, that's going to help a whole lot. And let's be clear. Not only did Trump fail to talk about some of the most important issues facing the working class of America, but the solutions, in quote, he proposed would only make a bad situation even worse. Yes, they control our economy, and they own much of the media. They have enormous influence over our political system. But from the bottom of my heart, I am convinced that they can be beaten.
Dr. Craig, you know, Bernie Sanders, say what you will, as he's not a Democrat, he's an independent, but his voice is what's needed, right? I mean, who else can deliver it in that manner, Dr. Craig, to push back on what we saw last night? Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you that Senator Sanders is a great communicator. He's been misunderstood underestimated, because it's not the traditional kind of slick television communication or eloquence, traditional eloquence that we've associated with effectiveness. He is extremely clear. He talks about facts, but in a clear way, and explains them. And he sticks to the main themes over and over again. He is both very clear in his communication, and he actually attempts, which is the best tradition of our republic, to educate and enlighten the people, not to confuse them. And of course, we saw the opposite, which is what Bernie was talking about, from the Trump addressed to a joint session of Congress. It was not officially a State of the Union, because that happens after your first year. You have to have a year to report on. He has far less than that. Bernie's right also to look at what he doesn't say, because if you focus entirely on what he says, the amazing number of just complete fabrications and misrepresentations and lies, the strange, hatreds and foibles and egotistical lusts. I mean, it's all out there. It's kind of it's like you get a lot more of Donald Trump and his psyche than you'd want to have. And it's not a pretty picture. That this is compelling to a lot of other Americans, of course, it's reinforced, as Bernie said, by repetitive right-wing noise machine over and over and over again, right, in its propagandistic way. But it is concerning that it's appealing to many elites, many corporate leaders who back this, who gave massive monies to Trump, supported his inaugural, are not seeing this as a threat to their profits, when it is, because authoritarianism is not profitable. They don't understand, frankly, that it's democracy and the rule of law that's made the accumulation of these great fortunes possible. So Bernie's right. He had no focus at all on the 60% of working Americans who are paycheck to paycheck at all. He hasn't even followed through. He hasn't really cared to follow through on his promise to lower prices, because that was always just a lie to get power anyway. His real thirst is to gain power, remove all perceived opponents, take revenge, and to clear away anything that gets in the way of him acting like a Putin, or Xi in China. So that's where we are. And Bernie mentioned at the beginning the climate crisis. You know, we worked with Supreme Ormaconde, state rep and state senator Chris Larson, and a lot of other state senators and reps to introduce a bill that would have Wisconsin take up the slack on the climate crisis, Earl, because we still got a five-year deadline to cut emissions almost in half, and we're way behind. So that if Trump's going to do the opposite, and we heard that, all he wants to do is have conspiracies about electric vehicles, which are good vehicles, and carry on that way, lie that he's going to protect the environment when he's doing the opposite, which we get into, then it's going to have to be taken up by others, by states like Wisconsin.
You know, Dr. Craig, here's a text message. This loudmouth phony scammed millions from his two presidential campaigns and media commissions. He used to criticize millionaires and billionaires, but now Comrade Bernie is a millionaire. This senile communist bent over for Hillary, then he bent over for Biden. He believes in nothing other than stuffing the pockets of Comrade Bernie. You know, the only reason that I even put that up, Dr. Craig, is there are many other people who believe that foolishness, those lies that Donald Trump told, and they can't even think for themselves. And so this is what they believe. They believe all those lies that Donald Trump told last night. And out of all the things Bernie Sanders said, Dr. Craig, and they were numerous, he didn't mention one thing about the economy. The very thing that they blamed Joe Biden for, and that things were so bad for the American people under Joe Biden. It was so terrible under Joe Biden that Donald Trump was first thing he was going to do was fix it all. And as you stated, didn't mention one thing. And then I heard him say, Dr. Craig, to top all of those things off, well, we've certainly increased these tariffs, and the people are going to feel some pain for a little while. What is he talking about? Feel some pain for a little while, Dr. Craig. That's not what he told the people.
We don't know how long these will persist, because he also likes to slap things on and pull them back. He's very, very erratic leadership. But, you know, the International Chamber of Commerce said it risks a world depression. Okay, and that's not some progressive source. That's not some sort of Bernie Sanders. By the way, the text messages we saw about Bernie that came across were all smears and just character attacks, really smear of the smearing variety. They didn't say anything about the substantive critique right. Sanders made, because that's not what it's about. It's about anyone who disagrees with me is corrupt, is evil. It's a kind of gaslighting, because we talk about facts and issues here. But the tariffs are, no one can, people, including his closest allies, cannot figure out where he's going and are worried. Wall Street's worried. You look at the stock market has become very volatile and is getting towards correction territory the next two days. But we don't know exactly what's going to happen. The point is, there's a whole disconnect between what drives him and any empathy or concern, not only for people he's cutting food aid off of, but the actual people that elected him. And Jamal Bowie made a good point. In some ways, he wants to punish the American public, because he blames them for humiliating him by voting him out of office in 2020.
Dr. Robert Craig, Citizen Action is on board. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases, from wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care. Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government Buy-in for the people. We reported last year that the Trump transition team had been funding itself through unknown private donations and refused to sign a General Services Administration transition support memo, which limited private donations to $5,000. The memo was never signed, and the transition's private donors still haven't been disclosed. Nonprofit news site Notice reports that previous transition teams disclosed that information by February 19th, including Trump's first transition. In November, Trump's chief of staff promised to disclose those donors. The Presidential Transition Act of 1963 allows money controlled by the GSA to fund presidential transition expenses, including office space, personnel, IT, and other support services to aid incoming and outgoing administrations. That funding is contingent on the incoming administration signing a memo of understanding and the $5,000 limit on private donations. But while Trump's team agreed on the terms of the new administration's move into the White House, it refused to sign GSA's transition support memo, allowing it to sidestep the limits and disclosure requirements. So between November 7th and January 20th, it's likely millions were received from wealthy donors and corporations, and Americans still don't know who funded its transfer of power and the influence it bought. We've linked the Notice report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
All right, welcome back to Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Dr. Craig, I'm going to go to the phone lines quickly. Dale from Warsaw. Good morning to you, Dale. You say what? Dale from Warsaw, you there? Dale. Okay. So, Dr. Craig, let me. These are some of the New York Times. They didn't flat out call them lies. They just said they lack evidence. We
That's
found,
pretty Hawaii, isn't it, Earl?
We found billions of dollars of fraud. The response by the New York Times, this lacks evidence. There's a whole lot of information that follows that statement. I don't have time. As you know, we inherited from the last administration an economic catastrophe and an inflation nightmare. Watch New York Times. This is misleading. A whole lot of information after that. I don't have time to read it. Donald Trump again. We will take in trillions and trillions of dollars and create jobs like we have never seen before. Lacks evidence. We ended all of Biden's environmental restrictions that were making our country far less safe and totally unaffordable. And importantly, we ended the last administration's insane electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto workers and companies from economic destruction. Not true. I've stopped all government censorship and brought back free speech in America. Dr. Craig, man, we suffered the worst inflation in 48 years, but perhaps even in the history of our country. As president, I'm fighting every day to reverse this damage and make America affordable again. Joe Biden especially let the price of eggs get out of control, and we're working hard to get it back down. Our goal is to get toxins out of our environment, poisons out of our food supply, and keep our children healthy and strong. And it goes on and on and on, Dr. Craig. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I got up early this morning, and it took me better part of about half hour to get the New York Times fact check.
I know.
There are so many falsehoods. It was, oh, I agree. It goes on and on and on and on. I did read them all. Shows me to be a liberal. It just didn't fail. But you know, Earl, the response we would get from people on the other side, unfortunately, which I hope people take a step back and reflect, would be, oh, New York Times is fake news. That is not an adequate response, okay? It just isn't. And we're not going to have a democracy if we can't actually have some shared fact base. Now, do Democrats, do liberals sometimes distort facts or select facts that support their position? Yeah, that's human nature. You work through. That's what sifting and winnowing, the Wisconsin idea, is about. But it's not about just dismissing things this way and saying, oh, that's all fake news. It is objectively false that this was an economy at the level of Herbert Hoover's economy in the Great Depression, but that's the way it's described. Now, you can talk about how much we should value inflation versus the excellent job record versus the growth record versus the context of coming out of the COVID pandemic and all of that. We can have that discussion. And whether it's fair to blame Biden for inflation when it was higher in other countries facing the same thing, especially other advanced industrial countries. But that's for discussion. How do you have a discussion about, oh, I'm going to ignore all that New York Times fact check, throw it aside as fake news and say, oh, I saw on social media and then some crazy thing made up that people are repeating over and over again as the way the world works. What does it say about the ideology, about whether anyone should trust these folks, that you can have a conversation about basic facts in the world?
You know, Dr. Craig, all of that information, as you talked about what the New York Times pointed out, I mean, just lie after lie after lie after lie. And then I was listening to conservative talk radio, as I do when I drive out here every morning, and they said 68% of America agree with what Donald Trump said. Where did they get those numbers? That's a lie in itself. There's no way 68% of the American people agreed with what was said last night. That would have meant that 68% of the American people voted for Donald Trump. I mean, they don't even give it any thought, Dr. Craig. That's the fear. That's what's so frightening to me, that when we say we're going to try to bring Americans together, Dr. Craig, on this, how can you possibly do it when, as you stated, there are people who won't even read the responses of the New York Times, and they'll go right back to Fox News, or they'll go right back to X or Truth Social and take those things verbatim?
I've got to conclude, Earl, that a lot of folks know this. We should never underestimate people's basic intelligence. And they don't care. In fact, they're fine as long as their side is winning. They're so angry and they're so keyed up. But in many ways, Elon Musk's highly unconstitutional destruction of federal law and the civil servants that run all the major agencies with special targets to the one that they don't like, that it's the equivalent of getting really mad that your car isn't performing as you'd like it to, and so to have the 19-year-old next door just tear it apart and open up and they're throwing things around. That doesn't fix it. It means you have to have a car that runs, okay? So as they tear through the Social Security Administration, oh, really? These employees are all irrelevant to the question of whether you're going to get your Social Security check or not? Well, there are a lot of folks in Florida and conservative retirement communities who are so revved up with everything else that they're unwilling to think about that. You can't get even people to think about the consequences. This isn't the way any rational human or society should function. And you saw it last night. I mean, it was all on open display in what that carnival act last night.
855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We'll come right to you. It's Wednesday. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. And you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new report is giving us a picture of just how dire the teacher shortage is in Wisconsin. Breaking it down for us, Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, but they need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Rain will change to snow this morning, and then snow will continue through the afternoon with an inch or two of accumulation possible. The wind will also be strong, 30 to 40 miles per hour. That will create blowing snow this afternoon into this evening. Conditions will gradually improve overnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have, fried or broiled North Atlantic cod. Or try our bone-in seasoned catfish, lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Thursday's show, we'll welcome Ted Stefaniak to talk about the Wisconsin Herd. And Jacob Hedderscheid from the dispensary has details on an upcoming golf tournament.
Then Landon Jones with the local creative agency Respect stops by. Join us.
I see
the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Dale, Cardi. Dale, you're up.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. See, I have an observation on these tax cuts destroying all the different types of agencies in the country to provide tax cuts to the billionaires and the millionaires. I took an average person maybe making $40,000 a year and another person that's making $1 million a year. Well, the tax reduction then would be $4,000, an extra 10% for that person making $40,000. For a millionaire, it would be $100,000 reduction. So right there, one person is getting 25 times more reduction in their taxes than another. And then if you go up to someone making $10 million a year, now they're getting 250 times the reduction of this other person that's making $40,000. Then we take it up to someone like the millionaires, the billionaires, someone that's making $100 million a year compared to this person that's making $4,000 a year. Now it's 2,500 times. One person is getting 2,500 times more dollar reduction in their taxes than another. And that's where the problem lies. Destroy all these agencies, Medicare, Social Security, whatever they can, to give one person 2,500 more a dollar reduction in their taxes than another. And then, of course, that multiplication factor exponentially goes up when it's $1 billion or, $100 million.
You know, Dale, I wish I had more time, but thank you for doing that research and pointing that out. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Dale?
Well, that's right. That Dale just gave you a very granular analysis of what regressive tax cuts look like. And that's the kind of tax cuts that Trump and his Republican allies have proposed. It's what they always propose here in Wisconsin, Robin Voss and the legislative majorities. And their idea is that that the opposite of what the tax code, how it was set up in the progressive era, the Robert Follett era. The idea then was to tax people who are doing the best, the most, and to try to redistribute some of the inequality in our economic system to people, to middle-class people and working-class people. And it did that for a long time, but it's been chipped away at since Reagan, and it's getting worse and worse. And he's right. They want to make massive cuts to things like Medicaid, which provides health care to a fifth of the people in this country and a lot more of our children than that, and cuts to food assistance, all sorts of things. But they still won't pay for the $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. They're still going to erupt the deficit for this. And I'll summarize it this way, Earl. In that absolutely embarrassing performance, the Sean Hannity show, like shaming of Vladimir Zelensky on Friday, Trump just kept saying to him when he made the case for what had actually happened and what would happen if they agreed to a peace without security guarantees, you don't have eight cards. Well, that's what Trump and his allies are telling the American people. Yes. We're going to give all the money to Elon Musk and billionaires because you all average people don't have eight cards. That's his morality. That's how he sees the world.
Dr. Craig, that is very profound, man. It was, it was a great, great response. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning to you, Earl and Dr. Craig. Watching last night, it's hard to believe we're only 6 weeks into this presidency. It's amazing.
What's amazing? CJ, what's amazing? because a lot of us think it's amazing, too, about just how much damage he's getting ready to do to the very people who elected him.
You maybe think so. I don't. But your party's so miserable, they couldn't even stand for a 13-year-old cancer survivor.
CJ, let me tell you something. They can use those props because that's what they did. Absolutely. They brought that poor person up to make them out of a prop. Okay? That's exactly what they did.
He's a prop, huh?
Yes.
He's a prop. Very classy of you, Earl. He's a prop.
That's exactly what they used him as.
Talking that way. You keep people like you, that's what you always refer to me, and people like you are so miserable you can't find it in your heart to stand for a 13-year-old boy surviving cancer. That's your
problem. Hey, CJ, let me ask you this. So why did Donald Trump bring that poor 13-year-old boy up in front of the world? What was his purpose?
I want you to rewatch.
Cut him off. I don't want to rewatch any tape. You couldn't give me an answer why they brought him up. I know why they brought him up. Dr. Craig, you know why they brought him up. Okay. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. Go ahead, Dr. Craig.
Let me just say, Earl, you weren't casting aspersions on
the child.
13-year-old man. You were talking about the way he was being used. Both could be true. He was sympathetic. Donald Trump wasn't doing it for empathy. If he really cared about cancer victims, he wouldn't be gutting the National Institute for Health and all the research and all the major research universities and institutions and medical and academic medical colleges in the country that do the research to address cancer. So it's completely misleading and false. And you see how he, CJ, found some slight that was about character, and then that's all that happened. What happens is that crowds out the reality. It's, in fact, CJ, I'll give you credit, that was very much the way Donald Trump takes attention away from what's really going on in people's real interests, because the real thing we should care about is who's going to address chronic diseases and acute diseases and make sure everyone has health care when they need it. It's a right. It ain't Donald Trump. He's doing the opposite. And that's the important thing. But the what CJ brought up, it tries to create a completely false impression by focusing in narrowly in that way. And by the way, I'm sorry, the Republicans, that side of the aisle, Donald Trump, they act with no grace in these situations in the least. So quite the high horse to stand on, given what was standing on the big stage there.
You know, Dr. Craig, CJ can make that moronic statement. If what Donald Trump was doing and what he was really trying to do was to bring a point of we need to be concerned about these people, he wouldn't be cutting Medicaid. Come on. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, man?
Oh, my God. CJ is such a phony butthead. I'm sorry. He's just so phony. That knucklehead that was sitting there giving that speech, he's dragging the same-year-old kid to a detention camp somewhere in this country right now, regardless of what his health situation is, regardless of what's going on with him, and sticking him in a detention camp, and they're going to send him probably back to a country where his parents will be killed by drug lords or something else. So, hey, CJ, spare us all your BS, okay? Secondly, just go through the fact check. Oh, my goodness. The guy lied so many times, he can't open his mouth without some dog turd falling out of it, okay? And then to put this poor young boy up there, and gee, funny, he wasn't white, he was black. Wonder why he did that. You think he even went up and met the kid? You think he even shook the kid's hand? And then to talk about kicking the Green out from Texas, where I know I'm up against it here, to kicking Green up, Green out of the room, Texas. Did anybody kick the other Green out when she was calling President Biden a liar and wearing a Trump MAGA hat when she came into there, which is, by the way, against their rules. Okay. And I'm sorry, but I've never seen so many spineless, communist leaning, right wing pieces of garbage in one room in all my life. They couldn't smile hard enough.
Hey, Brendan, tell us how you really feel. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Brian. You say what?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, I looked at the fact check. CBS did a really nice fact check on CBS News on their website last night. And, yeah, it's just lie after lie. And what really got me was when Trump made the comment about, you know, all these people, you know, over the ages of 115.
Yeah.
That are, so it's like, where are you getting these numbers from, dude? Because I'm sorry, they're probably rolling in their grave collecting their paychecks. but you know, the other thing that really got me was when Trump said, well, you know, what's it going to get for you Democrats to stand up? What do I have to do? Come up with some, you know, vaccine to cure some disease in the world? How are you going to do that when you're gutting everything? You know, I mean, you're cutting benefits, you know, and aid to countries where there's, you know, disease like AIDS going around. And now you're talking about coming out with some world cure. What's like that's.
Hey, Brian.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Brian, thank you very much for the call, man. I agree totally. Let's go to Ollie from Northwoods. Good morning to you, Ollie. You say what?
Good morning. When I saw the Trump and the little boy last night or heard it, I listened to it on the radio, I thought the same thing. How dare he use that boy? Because look what he's doing to the
Medicaid.
Yeah, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, Medicaid, and also the cancer program, research programs.
Yes.
at the schools here in Wisconsin, and also he's basically trying to close down the EPA. Well, he said that boy got some kind of chemical. That was what was the issue with him in the first place, why he caught cancer. And so he's going to do away with the EPA that keeps control of environmental pollution. So, and then to use the other young man too, and give him that way to go to West Point. Well, he was the one who made such a hoo-ha about Biden trying to do college forgiveness.
Hey, Ollie, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. But CJ, I would say this to you. You say that I was being, you know, how dare I say this? You know, you're talking to a guy who took in a 100% disabled child 21 years ago and who requires 24-hour care and is still raising that adult man who's 23 who requires 24-hour care. I think talk is cheap, CJ. And what Donald Trump did was cheap. Okay, if he really was concerned about that young man, with all the money Donald Trump has, he could make a difference in the lives of people who are disabled, CJ. You don't understand it, okay? Talk is cheap, and you ought to know it. You're pretty good at it. 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, hang on. Phone lines, we'll come right back to you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. Friday, March 14th at 6:35 p.m., Boys Varsity Basketball State tips off the WIAA State Tournament at Kohl Center. On Saturday, March 15th at 1 p.m. is the Boys Varsity Sectional Final versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. Friday, March 21st at 6:35 is Boys Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Kohl Center. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. Dr. Craig, let's go to Tom from L.A., and then we'll come back to you. Tom, you say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. First off, I want to thank you very, very much for playing that Bernie Sanders response last night. And I hope all the listeners will get on YouTube and make that thing go viral, since our regular media will never cover it. Also, remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. And last, I want to say, I'm going to try to focus on what Bernie talked about, which was every time Trump talked, it was a lie. And I'm not going to try to fight these lies with these other sides because it doesn't pay. It's just fighting food fight back and forth. But what I would say is we need to focus on Medicare for all. We need to focus on taxing the rich. We need to focus and run our own shadow government rather than playing into Donald Trump's game that he plays. And please, I hope everyone goes and watches on Amazon Prime the Roosevelts, so you can see what a real president was in Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Republican Teddy Roosevelt, who actually did what was good for the country. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, I'm so worried that, you know, as you try with your organization and others, people are starting to realize, people in rural areas who voted for him, that he's, you know, he just is not going to deliver on what he said he was going to deliver. He's going to cause them more pain than they could have ever imagined. Dr. Craig, and then you see responses by people who are on the other side of this. How do we then, Dr. Craig, heal this? I know there's no easy answer, right? And I saw the Democrats, Dr. Craig, the answer is not holding up signs. It's not wearing pink, right? I mean, Where's our leadership, Dr. Craig?
My leadership seems divided. There are people like Bernie Sanders, Senator Chris Murphy has really stepped up a lot, for example. And there are others, and he used to be much more of a moderate bipartisan guy, but he's seen what's going on. That understanding that this situation requires a different kind of leadership. But there are some Democratic leaders that want to pretend it's 20 years ago and they should just proceed through regular process. And so apparently there was a lot of Democratic leadership attempt to suppress protests from their own caucus yesterday. So that's partly where the kind of in-between ground some of them found with the pink and the little placards came from. Look, this is about people getting involved. I think disinformation only works when good information leaves the field. And when people leave the field and people's basic information is through completely taken over mediums like social media that are just full because of the algorithms, and now because the tech billionaires actually want to promote it, just shoveling stuff, things that are agitating, exciting, that get people all revved up and are not related to the world as it is. In fact, pushed the other direction. And so, I mean, first, the big fight is going to be, he still has to pass a budget. He has to pass those horrendous $4.5 trillion in regressive tax cuts that one of your callers went through, how unfair they are. And we have a lot of Republicans, including the House Speaker, including Republican swing districts like Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, claiming they're not going to cut Medicaid when the budget instructions create no other alternative, the framework they just all voted on 2 weeks ago. So they're going to have to take that vote ultimately, and that's where we can defeat Trump's entire budget. In fact, it's going to get worse than that. They got to keep the government open on March 14th, and they don't have the votes. And Democrats are saying, including the budget ranking member of the budget committee for the Democrats, Congressman Boyle from Pennsylvania, that Brendan Boyle, is that, you know, unless, why would we pass a budget that spends money on things when Trump can just ignore all the instructions, right? So we need a return to normal constitutional order where we know what we vote on will actually happen. And so, of course, the Republicans will be in a tight spot then. They can't do that. That's fronting Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And they don't have the votes themselves because they have a wing of their caucus that will vote for nothing constructive, the alleged Freedom Caucus. So we have to rebuild. People have to get involved in that. There's real resistance building to the Medicaid cuts. But in addition, just getting people involved. We had a lobby day yesterday at CIS National Wisconsin, the organization I lead, and we're trying to do different days of action. It wasn't the only big lobby day we'll do, but our members who came from all over the state were energized just by the ability to feel like they'd influence and be in rooms with state legislators, including Republicans, and make their case and be involved in the press conference we did to release a climate bill. So people need to get involved and understand that they have the power if they will get involved and work together.
So
we gotta reclaim that power.
So Dr. Craig, boots on the ground is the answer to this.
The only solution to the problems with democracy is, you know, democracy, a deeper, more active democracy.
All right, Dr. Craig, thank you as always. Great. We'll see you in a week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Sorry we couldn't get to you on the phone lines. Thank you, Cardi, as always. Up next, Jane Matinette, Greg Bach, Matinette on Air. We'll be back on tomorrow.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court ruling that USAID must pay international aid groups that have already provided services. President Trump had been trying to pause that funding in Washington. ABC's Devin Dwyer has more.
Five justices on the Supreme Court said Trump needed to comply with that order and at least for now begin paying out that $2 billion in aid, a sliver of foreign aid from this country, not by any means all foreign aid, but just a sliver to these particular groups that brought this challenge.
The president delivering his first address this term to a joint session of Congress, touting his administration's rapid-fire moves on reshaping U.S. foreign policy, economic policy, and immigration policy. Today, Vice President J.D. Vance, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard will all be visiting the southern border. The market's holding a bit steadier following the sharp drop the last 2 days because of the tariff announcements. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with